Hello, friends and folks, and welcome to another episode of Scanline Tabletop, our actual play podcast here on Scanline Media. I'm Six Detmar. I'll be your game manager today.
And I'm Kyrie Page, and I will be the player, one of two, usually. But yeah, it's me.
Who will you be playing today?
I mean, I guess it'd just be most appropriate, like, since our last episode I played as Lady, I think I need to get back to, you know, Meyer, you know, kind of figure out what's going on with them.
That's good. If you were playing as someone else, that would actually complicate my plans a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I could just say, oh, I'm going to be Bale today. How do you feel about that? Bark, bark.
Bork. Yes. So we are playing our campaign of Blades in the Dark, known as the Ghosts of Parliament. That's the specific campaign, the game, of course, Blades in the Dark, by John Harper. Available most places that tabletop games are sold.
Mm-hmm.
I say most places because, like, I went into my local comic book store the other day and they had a bunch of D&D source books. And it's like, okay, well, you're not going to be able to find it here, right?
Right.
Like, they just have a couple of copies of, like, you know, Arcane Mysteries or whatever the hell.
Right. Like that fucking Matt Mercer thing is also there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So, Kyrie, tell me something about, like, last job was a bit wild.
Mm-hmm.
You ended up not being on the field for that one. Right.
But shit popped off. In a major way.
So what does Meyer make of everything that happened?
I think what it is that Meyer's the type of person who saw that, like, oh, this bridge, like, they, like, concocted this, like, powder, right, that, like, reacts with the spirit fast. And they're the kind of person, right. And they realize that very quickly they've actually amassed quite a bit of, like, power in some way. They have access to, like, the soul eraser pistol, but also the fact that they were able to, like, kind of figure out a way to basically make an improvised explosive with, like, access to the spirit fast. And so I think Meyer is the type of person who, like, when hearing about the events of what had just transpired, they go, all right, I can, like, okay, I can work with this, you know?
Well, let's take an inventory, right?
Right.
So, Spearfast was badly damaged, bridge was blown up, the parliament building was blown up.
Mm-hmm.
And then this happened off the air. This is not this would be news to you, but Meyer would have seen this in the papers. Also, some government buildings were burned down separately.
Right.
So, yeah, I think, I mean, like, out there, it's just kind of a mess.
I think, like, you know, more broadly speaking, I think about, like, the arc of, like, Meyer as a character, like, how I have developed them throughout, like, these episodes or whatever, and I think a lot about, like, they are just, like, an inherently chaotic person at this point, mm-hmm. especially, like, they are, like, dipping into more dangerous and dangerous territory, and, it's one of those things where it's like they know they have a basic idea of what they want to do, but they are, like, kind of they even though they have amassed this, like, these abilities, it's like, oh, I'm still just kind of flailing around, like, without much, like, focus, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think what is kind of what's going to happen is, like, Meyer is going to be, like, after being, you know, lightly shot, I think this is a time for Meyer to basically be like, okay, things are definitely coming to a head, and I need to make sure that, like, either things go my way or I make it very bad for my enemies. You know, because I've kind of like throughout the series, like just in general, like Meyer, I feel like has grown this like deep resentment of like figures of authority just in general, kind of jumping at the chance of like to be able to like shake things up, because I feel like Meyer is this sort of like deeply frustrated person. Right, they've been around for a while. They have been dealing with like this sort of thing. It's not just like you know, like their fascination with like, you know, finding out about the Spirit Fast is like, you know, they are so like they don't like being told no, you know. So I think what this is manifesting as is sort of like, it turns out I was right, this idea that there is some greater, like, upon finding out about the ghosts in general, finding out about that the power structures of, like, this, you know, the power structures here have been dictated by those long dead and... like still pushing and pulling influence, but also at the same time, it's like, look, you need to make way for a new generation, you know? And I feel like Meyer is now in this like sort of state where it's like, I think Meyer is soon realizing like they don't have much, they don't like, I've always concepted Meyer as actually like an older like person, and they're starting to realize they don't have that much time. And they're like, well, things like this cannot continue, kind of like is the voice ringing in the back of their head.
And so it's been a few days since the job. Scully has not been back. Partially it's been like, okay, well, you know, that job went hot, you have to lie low, can't lead them straight back to the church, right? But even given that, it's been weird how little you've heard. And I guess just like, what are you up to? What's what, like, give me like this at this snapshot at this particular moment where we're picking up. It's been a couple of days. What is Meyer doing?
I think Meyer is like, I think what Meyer is doing is they are like, you know, after, you know, in their injury, that gives them a little bit more time to think. But like when their neck got snapped, you know, that also gave them a very long time to think. And I think what it is, the thing that is happening is that you can like, we zoom, we sort of like pan into like Meyer's room, and you see some papers like on like the table as they are like sketching things out and drawing things, and just like they are putting together like one final move, basically. Like they they are like they feel like the, you know, things are shaking and moving in such a way that like they're planning something to be like, okay, like this is gonna be like either by hook or by crook or whatever, like things are going to change.
And so you're at the church, or
I've always kind of concepted that their residence has always been like, you know, at the church, but also just had a separate, you know, area with like living with Quellen, you're right. But they have been kind of holed up, and have actually been holed up for a few days at this point.
At the church, you mean?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Well, I think you're sitting there working on that when you hear a couple of gunshots out front. And then there's quiet. And then you hear the door open. The big front door. Are you in the back or are you in the front?
I'm in the back.
I assumed you're in the back.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in the back, right? And Meyer is like thinking, basically, well, that can only be one of a few people barging in, right? But they...
Well, actually, I will say, as far as the barging element, I mean, you know, there were a few gunshots, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever that was. But the door opening is fairly gentle, and then it closes pretty gently. Not right. like... Doesn't sound like they're trying to, like, stealth in. It sounds like they're trying to be polite.
Sure. Meyer stands up and goes over to the door, basically in their study, turning the handle, and the creak from the handle kind of causing like the thought to sink in, like, oh, I've been in here for a few days, right? Like, I haven't moved. Mm-hmm. Like, they realize, oh, I haven't moved this handle in a little while.
Yeah, you were holed up with a little bit of food and water and just, you know.
Exactly.
Writing it out.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, it's just one of those things of like, you don't think about it until you do. But they allow the thought to pass as more pressing matters are on their mind as they make their way to the front of the church.
As you step through the door, you see Quellen walking through. She looks a little more... She's heavy load, I guess is the way to phrase it. Right? She has she has holsters for guns on like on the outside of her coat, and they are currently occupied by two guns that are smoking. She is loaded for bear. She is looking like she's a very tall lady, but she looks taller than usual right now for whatever reason, just the effect of it or whatever,
right?
Like bandages and robes, but the robes have like clear armor and stuff. And she says, Meyer, I'm sorry to drop in like this. I was looking for a more low-key opportunity, but none's been presenting itself.
I can imagine. Wait, what day is it? I'm sorry, I've been working on some things and I don't even... Sorry, my mental mess is not your concern. Hold on, sit down. Let's... What happened?
And she pauses and she looks back at the door. Maybe I should... One second. And she walks back outside and opens the door, and you see her make a little ball of fire in her hand and toss it at a nearby building. And then she closes the door. She's like, there, that should keep them busy if anyone comes. Okay, let's sit down in the back.
Yes, please, of course. Do pardon the mess I've been making. And I invite her to the back, and there's like a sitting room. There's like, you know, table of I almost said Ravenloft for some reason. There's a table with a big map on it, and there's like I can imagine, like, you know, this is actually a relatively recent thing of just like a big map of Duskfall with like little like clay pieces like on the thing, and there's a big scratched out like part of the map where a bridge used to be.
And she thoughtfully, like, she considers it for a moment and not considers the part where the bridge is scratched out, and then is there like a quill or something there?
Yes,
to make markings.
There's like an ink that
she picks it up and scratches out a few buildings in Six Towers, just, you know, for accuracy.
Sure. I need to get a complete picture.
I don't even know where to begin. It's like you just see like the tension leave her body and she just slumps in her chair. And she's just like, it has been a lot a lot the last 4 or 5 days.
I kick open a like little cabinet. I produce two glasses and like a cheap alcoholic beverage that doesn't even have a label on it. I pour them both, not necessarily expecting Quellen to partake, but you know, it's the gesture.
So, excuse me. I think she like. She does. She at least doesn't immediately drink of it, but she picks it up and sort of like swishes it around and sniffs it and seems to appreciate that. And she says, "Okay. So by the look of things, you haven't left and hadn't had a lot of visitors."
Yeah, for all the noise that's been happening at Duskfall, it's been quiet over here. Thankfully.
Okay, well, I suppose we should catch you up a little bit. Okay, well. So, there was the bridge. You clearly know about the bridge.
Right.
And the Parliament building.
Of course.
And whatever happened with the bridge seems to have inspired the lady upstairs, you know, gestures upwards, to sort of put a bit of a hand in things. The blue coats are having difficulty leaving White Crown. The ones that are already on this side are taking steps, but It's amazing to watch. You will see blue coat boats going through the water towards the docks, and at a certain point, the boats just stop moving forward. I thought this was a pretty good opportunity. By the way, this is 6 to Kyrie. Have you played, you don't know the regions of Duskfall very well, right? Just sort of what I've laid out in the game?
Yeah, I mean, I know some of the regions, but not that many. I have the map pulled up in front of me, but, you know.
Well, one of the things about Six Towers is that Six Towers doesn't have six towers anymore. It has two towers. Okay. The six towers were the six great residences of the great houses of Duskfall, and four of them have been destroyed. And she says, so with the blue coats pretty tied up, I thought this was a great opportunity to do something I've been wanting to do for a long time. And she picks up the quill again and she crosses out the word six and writes 0. 0 towers.
Meyer, that chuckle was in character. They take a sip. Say, you have been busy.
That is just the start. I don't know how much you know about my powers, the gifts given to me by the Ash Twin.
Oh,
but
they've been growing, haven't they?
Yeah, and they gave me a new one not too long ago. When I burn something old, I sort of see its history. I see what it was and what's been involved with it. And Meyer, it's very tempting just to burn the rest of this city down. If you knew what, it's hard to describe, but those were very old buildings. I learned a lot, and it did not make me happy.
Meyer reflects a little bit on their back in earlier, where they got a chance to experience the history of the ghostly. Like, I think was it the Parliament, or was it a ghostly like amphitheater?
Yeah, it was a. I think it was a different place. It was the place they opened after the parliament, the parliament, I should say.
Right, right. Well, I think.
Oh, right. It was Eeyore's Theater. Remember?
Right. Yeah.
It was like capital I for Lords.
Right. How far we've come. I think Meyer at first is like, you know, apprehensive of the idea of burning this whole place down, but does understand where like Quellen is coming from in terms of like, oh, I've seen the history of this place as well, and I understand that desire, like that kind of thirst for knowledge. And it's like, and Meyer considers it for a second, places down the glass, and goes like, well, Quellen, what'd you learn?
Okay. I get this. I mean, it feels like you've been operating on some stuff that I haven't known, so I don't know how much of this is old news to you or whatever, but a city is just run by ghosts. It's just the governor is a spirit channeler. He doesn't have his own opinion. He just lets the ghost talk through him. Parliament defers to them. None of this is real. This is all just letting the past have its word over and over and over. And we have to break that. Well, it's not your problem, Meyer, but I can't let this sit. I would rather this city didn't exist than it was a ghost that turned new people into ghosts by neglect and by oppression. I won't allow it.
Quellen, I have been It's kind of interesting. I have lived quite a while at this point. You know this. I mean, if I didn't have much time left in me, I know for damn sure that it's my candle's going to be snuffed out sooner rather than later. But when I learned about these ghosts, when I learned about how, like, I had always kind of knew in my heart that, like, you know, we're not free. We're not able to really make our own decisions. Like, these ghosts, like, or whatever, I always thought of them. Like, I didn't think it would be actual ghosts, but, you know. Quellen, I know where you're coming from. I don't think I can let this stand either.
I mean, how do you fix something like this?
Well, I mean, classical answer has always been, you know, get the ones at the top, take out the source of the problem, but
this is just more ghosts.
More ghosts, and is deeply rooted, to say the least. But Quellen, I don't know if there's a way that I or any of us can really fix this all at once, but there might be a way for us to get the ball rolling. To just give that stone a little push down that hill. I show Quellen the soul eraser pistols still in their box, right?
Yeah.
I go, and I seal it back up, and it's like, these are extremely dangerous. Let me put it to you that way.
They're magic guns?
Well, Well, you know how a gun typically works. You shoot someone and their life comes to an end. That's typically the exchange. These are different. Mm-hmm. Imagine if your target never existed to begin with. What if the moment they made impact, they were just plucked out, trimmed from the strings of fate, as it were?
She stares at the box unblinking. She's like, that almost seems worse than whatever you could shoot it with. Almost.
Almost. I think, I don't know if I can really cause, you know, the true actual change that Duskfall needs, but I mean, I'm just one person. I'm only capable of so much, but if I can maybe eliminate part of the problem at the root, I don't know. Maybe my worthless life or whatever, I can change something.
How many shots does this thing have?
Question to GM. How many shots does it have? I remember...
What you established... Yeah. What you established is basically just that it enchants bullets that you put in it. It takes a second, but it just does it. So, how much ammo exists in the world?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the real fucked up thing. I guess it's one of those things where... I kind of explained to Qualen. It's like, how many rounds do you have?
Oh.
But I get the feeling that this sort of thing should only be fired once.
Well, I mean, or it could be fired, let's say, 5 times. You know, great families -1, for obvious reasons.
Hmm. 5 shots? Certainly make something work there.
You figure you take out every, you know, the whatever patriarch ghost of the great families, and that gives us something.
At this point, I know we haven't really established ages at this point, but I imagine Quellen is, like, younger than Meyer, like, by...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
by,
yeah.
Like, a fair margin. And
I think she is like 31 or something.
Right. And Meyer is like older than that. And mm-hmm. So Meyer like takes, you know, finishes like their drink and goes and stows away the box with the weapons and basically just kind of plainly says to Quellen's like, look, like I said, I'm not going to be around for very long. The future belongs to you. It's.
I am extremely wanted. I am not going to last more than another week.
Well, that case. I don't know. The flames of revolution has to start with a spark, right?
The bridge was y'all, right?
Oh, yeah. Little.
How'd you do that?
Funny you mentioned that. Do you want the long answer or the short answer, Quellen?
Probably short answer.
Inadvertently, Meyer realizes in the back of their head they could invent a candy that reacts to, like, water in general and causes, like, little sparkles. And realizes, you know, that...
If I make it out of this, I'll invent pop rocks.
Yep. And goes... and waves that thought off. Little again, cartoon like thought bubble enters Meyer's mind of being a candy purveyor, realizing that's a feature that will never pass. Dusts it away and goes, well, let's just say this thing I made can shake things up. Just add a little bit of the spirit fast and, well, things change.
How can you make more?
Meyer, takes a look at the sheet of paper that they drafted and goes, well, if I get a little bit more of, a little bit of frogwort, a little bit of...
She looks at it herself and she's like, do you mind if I... Can I make a copy of this? I feel like... I'm probably going to have to go soon. I don't think I'll be able to loop back around, but...
Meyer just hands the recipe to Qualin. It's like, I already have it memorized. Just take this one.
Thank you. She folds it and she tucks it into her coat. And she's, oh, right. Part of the reason I came here. And she pulls out a house key and she sets it down and she's just like, I'm moving out, I guess. I assume it's not a good idea for me to go back there.
How, in case either of us make it out, I'll make sure that your things are in a box by the time you get back.
I appreciate that.
Quellen, I know you've put up with me for a long time at this point. I've probably added a few years to you than was necessary, but thank you.
Oh, don't get sentimental on me now, old lady.
What can I say? Sentimental times.
Wow. She thinks for a moment and she says, yeah, I guess I better get to work, but, off chance I see you again would be great, but more than likely, just take care of yourself.
You the same. All right.
Thanks. And she gets up and she goes out front and you hear the door open and she says, are we? And a voice says, we are cool. And she says, okay. And you hear the door close again, and you hear very heavy footsteps coming through the church.
I crane my neck up, and I look at Lady. I assume this is Lady that has walked in.
Mm-hmm. This is Lady.
As Quellen cranes her neck up a little bit, there's a little pop. And is like, Meyer sort of writes that off as like, oh, right, that didn't used to be there. Ponders about the cause. Not for very long, of course.
Mistress Scora, there were a number of gentlemen outside of various varieties of prepared for violence. I took the liberty of dealing with them. I hope you don't mind.
Not at all.
Mistress Fairbook bid me reassign to serve you.
Okay. Lady? Do what you need to do to make sure that you are in proper working order, and let's say I have some things cooking right now, but do golems rest? Like, what do you, like, do you need, like...
We recharge.
Okay. You could do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you excuse me, I have something that I've been needed to do for quite some time.
Okay. She heads downstairs into the basement.
So Meyer returns to their chambers, closes the door, and pulls out from their belongings a piece of chalk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And begins to make, like, the summoning circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
She claps her hands and places, you know, and, you know, spread, you know, starts burning some incense or whatever, and basically is sending the signal to Satara.
Okay. You hear the door open to the church, and you hear the familiar footsteps of Scully.
Mm-hmm.
And then Satara pops into the circle, and she's like, I was like 100 yards away.
Oh.
What? Hello.
Like, I'm imagining her head is like comically like sticking through like the panels of the floor. Not even like, she's just like, you know, like gotta, like, she's like, what did you want? It's like,
yeah, like partial summon acceptance. She's like, yeah, I just had a whole touching speech with your friend. I told her to say goodbye to you for me. What?
Maya just laughs a little bit. It's like, normally I'm the one who's annoyed to see you. Huh. Look, and I imagine that I can kind of pick up on the vibe that, like, the demon world is, like, kind of, like, being hands-off, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, she said to say goodbye, so, yeah.
Right. Satara?
Yeah, sweetie.
Never thought I'd say this, but can we make one last deal?
And her mouth opens, and she smiles, and she says, it took you long enough.
I'm damned anyway. Might as well get some perks.
And we, you know, fade to black, right?
Mm-hmm.
And outside, the bustle of the city continues, and a paper boy who has been delivering papers to the church, and that's how you've been getting your news, right? And he doesn't really understand why he's delivering stuff to this abandoned church, but, like, you know, it's on his list, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he tosses down a paper, and the front page says, Felix Fairbrook found dead. And he continues on his route. And that's it for us today.
All right. Cool. Yeah, this is, we are, in case you can't tell, folks at home, this is endgame on this thing.
Yeah. I don't know how many parts the next part will be, but it will be the season finale, possibly the series finale. We'll see what happens. I'm leaving the possibility of you all dying on the table. So.
Well, listen, I don't know. I'm just like always like, I think, like, a system like Blades and another system we may be exploring later does have some interesting stuff about character death that I think is, like, not seen in other systems. Like, you play enough D&D, mm-hmm. you get, like, real, like, you know, you get real precious with your characters, right? Unless you're playing, like, Tomb of Horrors, but that's, like, a different thing. I, if nothing else, I think we can make a very interesting dramatic end to this thing that was, if I may remind the audience, was mostly a goof on you mishearing a line in Metal Gear Solid 2? Or something like that?
Something like that.
That's
pretty close.
Yeah, the entire inception of this thing. I don't know. But it's fun. It's fun anyway.
Yeah, like the ghosts in the wall of the White House, you know.
Yeah. Something like that. Anyway.
Well, Kyrie, where can people find you on the internet?
Find me at Kyrie A. Page on twitter.com. And there's the backlog of my Danganronpa podcast. I almost said podcast, but it's a podcast on, go to at you despaircast. Figure that out. And also I've been a little bit more involved with Scanline Media as well. I've been kind of like doing outreach operations. I've been part of this thing for a while, but, you know, been working on some other stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Up to like not also including a video based shit post that is my new pinned. So anyway, like I said, Kyria A Page on twitter.com.
Yeah. Been helping us a lot with stepping up some of our stuff for 2022 especially.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on Twitter at sixdetmar, sixdetmar. My DMs are open if you have any thoughts you want to share with me or, you know, for the show. A big thank you, of course, to John Harper, author of Blades in the Dark, the game we've been playing.
What a cool system. Listen.
I
like it too. I'm just saying if your tabletop group has been like you've been long suffering playing like a D&D game that's been going nowhere, like play some Blades. I really love fiction first systems, and I think Blades is one of the finest you'll find.
As ever, I remain a terrible GM for showing you how a game actually works because I tend to ignore 2/3 of any given book. But
listen,
the parts I like, you know.
Yeah, listen. I mean, I have always thought that like a great tabletop system is very adaptable to your needs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's neither here nor there.
But until we reconvene for our finale, folks, spooky.
Scary skeletons. Peace.